You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Bears looking to take the lead. Jumbo formation. Fake it. Fields. Throws. Receiving end for Chicago. Handed off, Williams. Spin move to the end zone. Touchdown, Chicago. 1:42 to go in this first half. Second down and 6. Carr, pocket collapses. Slam down, Khalil Mack. Richard is in there. Carr, off his back foot, floats it up. Intercepted. Stepping in, Houston Carson. Carr tries to sell it, and it's Trevis Gibson. He continues to impress for this Bears defense. Renfro in motion. Carr from the gun. Oh, the return of the match. The Bears are leaving Las Vegas with a win, 20-9 over the Raiders.
Sloot finds Parker for the easy two. It's a 17-0 run. Game one of the 2021 WNBA Finals belongs to the Sky. 91-77 the final. Driven in the air to left. Well hit. Brantley back. It is gone. It's a home run. And they're within two. 3-1 pitch. Hammered in the air. Deep center field. That baby will go. A home run. 3-run homer Leury. And they've got the lead. The pitch. Jose hits a ground ball. Correa can't get it in the center. Tim's going to score. Robert to third. It's 7-6. There's a tap on the ground toward third. It's a fair ball. Picked up by Bregman. He throws late. Abreu scores. It's 9-6. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good work by Tapera. That was a shutdown fifth inning. 1-2 on Jose Altuve. Two outs, nobody on in the sixth. The pitch. Got him looking. Great work by Tapera. Two perfect innings. White Sox starting to miss a lot of bats here in the middle and late innings. The pitch. Called strike three on a cutter. Bummer just struck out the side. 15 in a row sent down by the White Sox bullpen. Two strikes to Altuve. Here it comes. Called strike three. We've got ourselves a series. The Sox take game three, and they're very much alive.
Just some of the highlights. Jeff Miller's so good at putting that all in a montage from yesterday. The Sky 1-0 series lead in the WNBA final over Phoenix.
Yes.
The Bears win, thump the Raiders 20-9 at Alliant Stadium in Vegas. And then the White Sox in a blackout game at home with an amazing environment at Guaranteed Rate Field. They force game four this afternoon.
So it's a Chicago Sports Victory Monday across the board, and we're covering it all for you. 3 hours is not enough. That's why we leave, and then when we hand it over to Carbon and Yurko, they'll be on extended 4 hours.
So. Okay, Twitch.
So Twitter and Twitch, okay? You get what you want. No Jets talk, okay? So 10-2, you get Carbon and Yurko broadcasted from Guaranteed Rate Field. It's going to be great from 10-2 right into White Sox baseball as they take on the Astros.
And our Victory Monday is, as always, brought to you by the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. You know what I love? I'm a huge fan of watching how umpires make their calls. They all have their own style.
Sure.
Nobody more passionate about his style of the active guys. Dutch Rennert's gone.
Yes.
It's Tom Hallion with the,
yes,
when he gives that half twist.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how the game ended. It was awesome.
Yes. And by the way, when you are a tenured umpire, you can't have a little histrionics back there.
Correct.
Create your own style.
Right.
I love that.
When you're going through like the umpire school where they decide if you're going to advance, you just make your calls. You're
sure. Perfect.
But when you're Tom Hallion, you've been doing it forever.
Yeah. Got knocked over yesterday, Hallion.
Like he's
at home plate.
Yeah, he went, got his legs taken out from him.
Hallion going, you know, ass over tea kettle there in that spot. You know, like a Frank Pulley with a punch.
Yeah.
As a strike call.
Right.
0-1.
Yeah.
You know, so you love those things.
Loved it. It was fun.
But it was a fun day for all. If you're a Chicago sports fan, we mentioned the Sky as well. They are up one game to none. That was fun to see Copper coming through with 21 points. Courtney Vandersloot and her wife, Allie Quigley, coming through as well. Of course, Candace Parker, I'm a big fan of, the Hall of Famer. So they pull the upset. They steal a game on the road against Phoenix. So I'm happy for them. And, of course, the Bears. The Bears in Vegas. Just what I thought, Cap. A little bit more of a home field advantage for the Bears than it was for the Raiders. I'm reading where it says 50-50. Some say 60-40 Bears. But bottom line is that Bears fans had a lot more to cheer for than the Raiders did in Vegas.
Also, before the baseball game started yesterday, I'm on social media. I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. John Cusack's getting into it with a Barstool guy.
I saw that.
And
ignored it.
I sent you guys the video, but it is, what is he, White Sox Dave?
Sure.
Yeah, White Sox. He's a good follow. I follow him on Twitter. Mm-hmm. White Sox Dave saw Cusack outside the game, said, "You're a flipper. You just go with which team is better at the time." And Cusack came back at him and said, "I grew up going to both parks. I'm from Chicago. I made a movie about the White Sox, 8 men out. And so what? I'm entitled." And he said,
you've
seen me wearing hats for both teams. So anyway, it's always something,
that
man.
That was way more attention than John Cusack needs in 2021.
Oh!
Dude, I told Hoodie at the break, he would call the sports office down the dial when I was doing morning sports for either the late Bob Collins or Spike.
WGN.
Yes. And I'd answer the phone like 6:15, early, 6:15. Sports, David Kaplan. "Hey, man, it's Cusack. I need 4 for the game today." "Excuse me?" "Yeah, you guys put the games on. Your company owns the team. Just grab me 4 good seats." "Dude, I don't have a drawer full of tickets. I just don't." Yeah.
I would have given 4 to Joan, though. I would definitely give it 4 if she wanted to go.
Oh, I had Don't 4 if she wanted
to go. Yeah, she wanted to go, yes.
No question.
Because she's not ripping people on Twitter.
No.
And punching down or punching sideways, whatever the case may be. But nonetheless, Cap, I'm really happy to see the Bears at 3-2. And what I really liked is the running game coming through in a big way. I was sad to see Montgomery go out. But as Jeff assured us, Damien Williams also can be able to be Johnny on the spot and run the football. Again, maybe not as well as Montgomery, but the point is that the combination of Herbert and Williams came through 143 yards on the ground for the Bears.
There you go.
Is that good enough for you, though? It's not for me. It's not good enough.
I got to see him make more plays in the passing game.
Yeah.
But if you continue to run the football for 143 yards, you don't turn the football over, and you continue to play that kind of defense, you're going to win a lot of football games.
But the 119 yards receiving bothers me. Okay, so say, for instance, Darnell Mooney is, in our mind's eye, really the one, right? We know that Allen Robinson is the one. He's got 4 receptions, 32 yards. But there's a relationship there with Fields and Mooney that maybe we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like Mooney's there to be able to stretch and maybe make the bad pass look better because Mooney's out there stretching out and making certain plays. I think Mooney is like the future. Who knows if Robinson's going to be here next year. But those plays have to happen. Some of the keys we talked about on Friday, get the ball to the tight end. Komet got 2 receptions, 22 yards. But it's got to be more than that, Cap. Got to have more than that.
Watching Jimmy Graham at the point of attack on that block late in the game that sprung Damien Williams for a first down, and the fire and the emotion you saw to Jimmy Graham, you haven't seen him blocking like that at all. That was awesome to watch. Awesome.
Yes. And credit to the offensive coordinator, play caller.
Yeah.
Lazor.
Bill Lazor.
Because that doesn't happen if Matt's there, right? Is he even having – does he have Bars as a eligible receiver? Does he have the tight ends there, two tight end sets to come in there and block? Does that happen?
Whatever happens, it goes through me.
It's true. It's true.
He collaborates on it, but he said Bill Lazor has a different rhythm than I have as a play caller, and it's his gig now.
Yeah.
Bam. I believe this is how it went, and I made a few calls over the weekend. I asked people who would know. I believe what happened was George called Ryan in. Hey, what do you think about playing the kid the rest of the way? And Ryan was cool with it. I'm all right with that. Go tell Matt. That's it. We're playing him. That's it.
So you're saying George got a lot of letters, and he decided to talk to Ryan about it.
Correct.
I see.
He read Ryan a letter, and Ryan then wrote a letter back, and Matt called Justin, and bam, there it is.
So, Ryan, you see this stack of mail? Just pull one.
You should start, Justin.
Okay.
Bob in Bourbonnais.
Pull another one.
Alice in Antioch.
You should start, Justin. Okay.
Pull another one.
Carol in Carol Stream.
It says we should play Justin. Yeah?
Do you get it? Do you understand, Ryan?
This is what I deal with.
Every day.
Okay, well, I'll talk to Matt, see what happens.
That would happen.
I truly believe they told him, hey, you're going to be judged on how that kid develops. That's who we're riding with, period. That's it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm all for that plan, Cap, but please keep him healthy. You know that.
Keep him clean.
My life flashed before my very eyes when I saw Justin having to be taken out of the game. I'm saying, oh, God.
Right.
Back to Dalton. And all I can think about is our show Monday. Like, what are we going to say?
Right.
Dalton's the guy again. Oh, God.
Correct.
He's out. The hamstring. The ACL.
I was scared.
Cap, it feels so, I mean, just to be young again, right? To be able to bounce back from that, you and I would be in traction.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Where's Cap? He's doing the show from home.
I'd be on a gurney right now if that happened to my leg. It just shows you, man, to be young, to bounce back from that, because he went into the tent and we're thinking, oh, God.
Yeah, it was scary.
Not again.
All right, we'll get to your calls. Dre, Billy, Greg, you will start the next segment. Do you believe in this Bears team now? Can they win the division? 312-332-3776. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back, Cap J. Hood. Good to see Tracy Butler come by the studio. I love Tracy.
Can you hear me, Cap?
I absolutely can.
Okay, just checking, because I know you're not wearing headphones.
I can absolutely hear you, Jonathan.
Okay. How's the headphones working today?
Good.
Another two-hour extravaganza with your headphones.
Yeah, only we're good to go, man.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll. By the way, did you know that the Chiefs, I think, are in dead last in their division. Dead freaking last.
For now. If Nagy stops bothering Andy Reid, maybe he can concentrate on his own team. You know, Andy's trying to work on the Bears and the Chiefs game plan every week. That doesn't work. That's why the Chiefs aren't very good right now.
Presbyterian Hospital, your Coach Reid's room, please.
He's not in the hospital now. he's out of the hospital now. After last night, probably thinks he needs some rest. How about this? Back in the day, you ever heard of this? Back in the day, certain people in the 60s and 70s would go to the hospital for rest. Like a hotel. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, people checking in. I had an aunt that checked in. It's like, are you okay? Yes, I just need some bed rest. And they just check her in. Rest! The hospital had open beds back then. You could just roll in like, yes, I'm exhausted. I'd rest.
What?
It's a true story. I heard that.
Although I remember my mom telling me
rest.
In her dying days, she would have lucid moments as you battle memory loss. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, when I gave birth to you and to your brother, you were hospitalized for birth back then. 10 days.
That's a long time in there.
We're not talking about C-sections and complicate. We're talking about a normal birth. 10 days. Now?
Out.
Get out!
Exactly.
Even if you have a
baby, leave!
If you have a C-section, they throw you out after 48 hours.
Jeez, 10 days.
Like, you guys had twins. How long was Diane in?
She got 2 days.
2 days.
Insurance covers 2 days.
Out.
Out. Beat it.
Oh, my God. You get a vacation. You're born, and you're in there for 10 days with the other kids.
10 days.
Jeez.
It's the way it used to be.
My God.
Crazy. All right, let's go to the phone.
And don't forget, Dad, also in the waiting room, smoking.
Yes.
Not allowed in.
Correct.
Hey, Cappy, you mentioned Tracy Butler stopped by and graced us with her presence. We should say she told folks that if you're headed to the Sox game, make sure that you bring your rain poncho.
Yeah.
Because there may be some inclement weather that forces a rain delay today.
Where can I buy said rain poncho? I didn't bring anything like that.
Oh, you don't have anything to protect yourself?
I do not.
You always, I don't know why you don't know this, you always bring your rubbers.
And a rain poncho.
My wife's in menopause. I don't need rubbers.
That's why you get it. That's why you have them.
She's going to kill me.
Just in case.
I can't believe you just said that on the air. And what? We didn't dump it.
What? What did I say?
He's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Come on, man.
Why don't you just give us her age?
No shot.
And that's why you bring rubbers. Just in case. Just in case you got to go to the bullpen.
All right.
And get Ruiz.
All right.
Or DePera.
I hope to God she's at the office.
You know her friends are listening.
Did you hear what your husband said on the air today?
You're out of line.
The great news is I have her email address, and I will send her a link to the podcast and the specific time to be listening.
Yeah,
is, of course, I get, say, $500 by 10 a.m.
Wow. One other thing, John No H, he's a P1 of this show.
My wife's in menopause. Take that.
You don't have to say it again.
Lemon juice. Who says that, Danny? Danny!
Not you, not me, not Jeff. David Emmanuel Kaplan announced that to the world.
How about this? Hey, even this guy outside says, hey, that's out of line. Right, Puma? Looks like he's having a Puma.
John No H says, guys, it may have been unintentional, but the announcers actually were pronouncing Khalil Mack's name properly. Khalil. He was on Inside the Bears, the segment called Big Guys in a Benz. And Spice Adams, the former Bear, said, how do you pronounce your name? And he said, Khalil. Take that, Danny.
You don't remember that from last year? No, yeah. Ian Eagle wasn't pronouncing it accidentally incorrectly. He was pronouncing it correctly, but we've all been calling him Khalil Mack for so long, it's hard. It's like the Travis Kelce situation.
Right.
I mean, you've been in the league forever.
Yeah.
Get that clear from the beginning.
Correct.
I mean, you've been in the league forever. Just say it from the jump, like, it's Khalil.
Right.
Khalil Mack! The return of the Mack! Like,
correct.
Just tell us.
And I don't care if Ian Eagle is being right or wrong, it was annoying. His presentation yesterday was annoying.
No, Eagle's fine.
Wow.
Put his son on the game. Baby Bird.
All right, that's enough. That's what his name? Baby Bird.
Let's go to Dean downtown.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dean, what's up, man?
Hey, Hoodie, how you doing? Shout out to the great Jonathan Hood.
Hello, Dean.
I've been so excited. I took off work this week because I wanted to go to Vegas and I wanted to be there. But guess what, guys?
What?
Downtown Dean, if he goes to Vegas, he's coming back in a body bag, my man.
Enjoy the peace and solitude.
That's what you told me. And I said, I will enjoy it. But man, yesterday, I swear to God, this Andy Reid, I got to see him face to face so I can strangle him, Jonathan Hood.
Why don't do that to Andy Reid?
No, I won't do that. But I will tell the and shout out to the great Avery Zetterman. I hope he's not listening to this telecast after I've heard the last 5 minutes. But anyways, shout out to the great Avery Zetterman, who's going to bounce back and he's going to be the star of Glenview. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to quickly say, you always say, welcome Anastasia. Garcia to the stage and all this stuff. If you're in Vegas, Chandler Cox, the great fullback for the Miami Dolphins, his sister, Safanda, works at the Sapphire, okay?
Okay.
So 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night, I wanted to inform the guys, please go there and welcome Safanda Cox to the stage.
You're out of line.
That's Dean,
have a good day, man. Guy's out of his mind. And we didn't even get to take that. He's usually screaming on Waddle. Like, take that! For our Black and Abdallah. Funny. Let's go to Dre on the south side. Hey, Dre.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey, look, what's up, guys? Yo, what? I've been trying to reach out for so long.
What?
Look, I just got one thing to say. Just hear me out, though.
Dre.
Yo.
What you mean you've been trying to reach us so long? You just got out?
No, Danny don't like to put people on the line, you know. Oh! But don't worry about that. That's neither here or there.
Hey, Dre, thanks for calling, Danny. Man. We got no more time for you today.
No, come on, Danny.
What are you talking about? Every time you call, I put you on. Unless you make a moronic comment, that's my job.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, try calling again, Dre. This is going to be your swan song, so make it good.
I'll say, Dan, you know I love you, buddy. No, check it out, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
Jay Hood,
yeah.
y'all know the black producer y'all got that work like late nights?
Sean Davis.
Listen. Yes, sir. Listen, like maybe a year and 3 months ago, I called in around the time when the Fooligans was tearing up downtown. And I told him, I said, you know what? With in lieu of everything that's going on, it's a travesty that one of the best hosts in Chicago we got, they sticking them in at midnight. And you know what? He told me, you know what, Dre? You are right. And I swear, Jay Hoodie, not 3 months later, look, you are on with the man, Kaplan, the spot in Chicago. And I like to think I had something to do with that. I love you guys. I love the show. Keep it going, Jay Hood. You the man. You represent the city for us. You make the show feel like home.
You're the man, Dre.
I just wanted to tell you this. Yeah, yo, but just relax a little bit on Justin Fields, though, bro. Let him maturize. Let the offense, we doing good. He's a rookie. Yeah, it's not looking pretty right now, but I swear it looks to me that it's getting better every week. Just let it happen, bro. I think it's some special things coming. Love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Dre.
And I'm going to ride by to stay and hunk at y'all.
All right, Dre.
Here actually door dashing.
I appreciate you,
all right,
man. Thank you very much.
Dre, stay safe, man. Appreciate you.
Very nice comments.
That's very nice. But I wasn't working midnight. I was not working overnight
till 11.
Depending on the Bulls game,
yeah,
like in which I had no problem with because I was right to the bars afterwards. But nonetheless, I was not working, and I was working until 10, unless the Bulls played.
You were working. You needed to be moved to right where you're at.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Billy in New Jersey. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
Why is it when I watch the Chicago Bears, I feel like I went to a time machine back into the 1970s? I mean, you know, and I'm going to say this. This is probably not going to be real popular, but why not the Bears? Why don't we ever? I find myself in a very similar situation where I almost feel like I'm trying to convince myself that our quarterback's the guy. I'm not saying he's not, but all I'm saying is I'm in a familiar situation. He looked wiped out in the preseason, like, wow, he's fast. Now every time he seems to want to run, it seems like somebody who's twice his size catches him from behind. And I know people say, well, he's a rookie, this and that. Oh, what about last year with Herbert? What about Dak Prescott? Even Carson Wentz, Watson. Why not the Bears? We've only been waiting since what year? There isn't a year.
Forever.
Why not us? Why don't we get together? It's like, no, this guy is great. He's phenomenal. I thought this was going to be it, and I'm not saying it's not, but it's the same as usual for me, an enormous question mark.
Well,
and for the guy who called before and said that he wants Nagy for 2 more years, that's just a head scratcher for me. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Hey, Billy, thanks, man. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion.
The reason why it looks like the 1970s to you is because it is the 1970s for this Bears team. Cap and I have seen the same thing for the most part our entire lives as Bears fans. Strong defense, anemic offense, decent enough special teams to get through, and a team that's just middling.
We'll get to all
right?
of those.
Am I wrong about that?
You're correct. Yeah. We will get to Hoodie's comments. We'll get JD's perspective from Las Vegas next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
It's a Bears Victory Monday brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers, Cap and J-Hood Mornings, between 7 and 10 on ESPN 1000 and also the ESPN Chicago app, reminding you to download the ESPN Chicago app if you haven't done so, and also check out the podcast. Hey, we know that you're busy, even on a Columbus Day. I know that you're busy. So we ask you to go to the podcast, click Cap and J-Hood. There's always special features there, whether it's the Armchair Nutritionist, whether it's the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast. You know, the NBA season is right around the corner. There'll be a fresh podcast for you today for you Bulls fans. So, again, check Cap and J-Hood. Check the podcast. There's always special stuff there on the ESPN Chicago app.
Jeff Dickerson is in Las Vegas. He'll board his charter a little bit later. I saw that. Did you see Southwest cancel like 1,400 flights this weekend? They were having some glitch. Did you see that, Meller?
Yeah, I actually had one of my best friends was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and had to promptly drive home because their flight was canceled. He was not happy.
That would, like, if you're an indie, you're like, all right, whatever, rent a car. We'll be home in 2.5 hours. Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, hon, we got to go over to the rental car place. Why? Our flight's canceled. All of them.
Dude, I mean, Southwest might have been canceled, but you could have transferred those tickets right to TWA.
Carl Icahn folded that airline about a decade ago.
He did?
He did. No more TWA, no more Northwest, no more Frontier, no more Republic. They're all gone.
That's too bad.
Frontier still exists. It does. They just screwed me royally. I'll tell you that story tomorrow.
All right. Jeff Dickerson's brought to you by the Pride Stores. Right now, if you purchase select food items at the Pride, including Urban Counter, Taco Urbano, a 20-ounce drink's only 59 cents.
I enjoyed smoking on TWA right there in first class.
Exactly. Smoking section. I mean,
what kind of world?
What kind of world were we in? Got my mom's Rambler, and there were no seatbelts in the back seat for the kids.
No. For what? It's
an insane world. Jeff Dickerson, A, are you up for the trip in Vegas?
Oh, yes. And by the way, Allegiant has some nice airline flights for you, too. The sponsor of the Raiders Stadium. Oh, I'm up. Absolutely. I mean, I did not see Waddle and Sylvie, which is my one regret of this trip. I did not have a chance to mingle with those boys. They were on the other side of the strip, and I just couldn't find my way to leave the beautiful confines of the Aria and make it all the way down to Circa.
Or the Cosmo. That's where you were.
Correct. This is my little pocket of the strip. Uh-huh. But it was a nice trip overall. And, you know, Cap, you were right. The Raiders did not play well again for a second straight game, and that was a physical bloodbath-type game, and the Bears earned that victory. You can't look at that and say the Bears got lucky or they cheaped into it or anything. That was a victory they absolutely earned, and they ran the ball so well and so effectively that it gives you a lot of promise going forward.
J.D., what did you think of Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator for the Raiders, his game plan? His unit forced six stops, and their fourth came after an offense turned the ball over on downs. What do you think of Bradley and his thought process against the Bears offense?
I wasn't very impressed. And here's what the Bears did that I kind of liked. They've almost turned Justin Fields into a game manager. And I don't mean that in a negative connotation whatsoever, but you're not asking Justin Fields to go out there and win the game for you and throw the ball 40 times. I like that they're playing complementary football, and the Raiders just could not stop the Bears' running attack. And to me, that was just so impressive. Without David Montgomery, to have Damian Williams and Khalil Herbert run the ball the way they did. And if you guys watched it closely, I mean, some of those scenes were wide open. Mm-hmm. I mean, the running attack, the offensive line did a great job blocking. The play calling was smart. Overall, it was just a really nice and balanced game plan, and the Raiders just could not stop that. I thought what the Raiders were going to do, Jonathan, eventually, was just load the box up and force Justin Fields to throw the ball and beat them, and they never did it. They never did it. So kudos to the Bears and their game plan and their resolve to continue to just pound the rock. And I thought what Matt Nagy said after the game was interesting, that finally, after all these years, they've been searching for this identity on offense, and they're starting to find one. And it's that of a physical running team, and that's something we never would have thought when Nagy first took the job. So it's really was fun to see, and the Raiders just had no answers for them defensively.
As you watched that game transpire, do you have a different perspective of what this and again, I'm not telling you they're going to go win the Super Bowl, JD, but maybe, just maybe, they're better than we gave them credit for.
I agree with that. I think they could be tough. Now, Cap, you know, I mean, Packers next week and then Tampa. And you, I know you guys were talking about the schedule a lot this morning. That's really challenging. And I could see them losing those games, and probably they'll be picked to lose those games. But this was the first, this was a really good opponent on the road. And you went out there and you virtually imposed your will on them on the ground. I think that really bodes well for the future. If they can just keep this up, if they can continue to stick with the run, to be disciplined, and just, you know, have Justin Fields play this sort of complementary role, I think it's great. So, yes, Cap, I agree. I think that they could be a little better. But, again, the schedule will kind of dictate how this goes here in the near future. I could see them losing these games. But if they're close, competitive games, and Justin Fields is still playing well and they're, you know, running the ball well, at least it's going to be enjoyable and not some ugly ride here the next month or so.
What's your letter grade for the Bears defense?
Oh, that was strong performance yesterday. I mean, I have to give them at least a B plus, A minus, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
At least. The Raiders were all out of sorts. You know, do you never basically call Darren Waller's game except for that early on route where he got loose? They stopped the run well. Derek Carr was flustered. Gruden was going crazy on the sidelines. Oh, that was a really good game by the Bears defense. And at least now that has been a consistent element for them since the first week. I mean, after that first week, they flushed that Rams game, and they have been pretty good from here on out. So, yeah, I think very high marks for the Bears defense. They really had the Raiders flustered for most of that game.
Cap and I have been talking this morning about how the offense, even though the running game was cooking, JD, the offense just needs to be able to score more points and just be more efficient down the field. We had a caller earlier says this offense looks like the Bears from 1975, and it does in some ways where the running game's doing well, the defense is strong, but again, taking more shots down the field. How likely is it for Justin to be more comfortable taking more shots down the field to try to, you know, stretch the offense?
I think that's going to come, and I think you saw it last week, not so much this week. But, Jonathan, if they can continue to run the ball the way they are running the football, those options are going to be there. You're going to have teams on their heels. You're going to have them guessing. And you're going to have the chance for the Darnell Mooney down the field late or down the field deep. I think it's on the horizon. I think it's kind of bubbling to the surface. So I wouldn't be too alarmed that it didn't happen a whole lot yesterday because, again, that was a street fight. And that was a game the Bears were going to have to win by just being out, you know, out physically the Raiders. And running the football the way they did. But I think Justin Fields has shown that he has that potential. By the way, Justin Fields, guy said he was okay. You know, he hyperextended his knee on that kind of scary when he was caught from behind there on that sack in the second quarter. He said he was fine. Matt Nagy made it seem like he was fine, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. But getting back to your question, yeah, no, I think that's a real possibility. And if they can just continue to pound the ball the way they are on the ground, I think those options are going to open up and the possibilities are limitless for them.
We're talking to the great Jeff Dickerson here on ESPN 1000. JD, before we let you go, Green Bay's coming to town and we've been a punching bag for them. I truly believe, I'm not saying they will, I'm telling you, I think they can win this football game the way they're playing with this identity of being a nasty, tough team. Do you agree?
Yes, they can win. And Green Bay's not playing that great. I mean, how many field goals, Cap, did Mason Crosby need to win that game yesterday? Four?
Yeah.
I mean, they you know, they easily could have lost that game to the Bengals, who are turning out to be a much better team than we thought when the Bears beat them in week two. They can win. It's just can they churn out those tough yards on the ground? If they can run the ball with that defense and that complementary style of football, I think it's possible. So, I mean, I'm probably not going to pick them, Cap. I'll give you an early spoiler alert right here. I'm probably not going to pick them to win, but can it happen? Absolutely. If they play the style of football they played yesterday, they're going to hang in games with mostly everyone.
In your stadium rankings, where does the stadium in Vegas rank from all the places that you've been?
It was nice, but it wasn't over-the-top nice, Jonathan. So it wasn't SoFi. It wasn't U.S. Bank Stadium. But it was very clean. You know, it was beautiful. But so I would put it in the top five or six, maybe seven. But it wasn't going for the crown. It wasn't at the top of SoFi. There wasn't as many bells and whistles and private bottle service as you like in some of the newer stadiums.
Have a great day. Travel safely. Don't lose your money at the video poker machines and the slot machines in the airport.
That's the worst, right? You go through Vegas unscathed and you lose your money at the video, at the slots at the airport. I will not, guys. But it was great talking to both of you guys. Enjoy
you
the day.
Have a great day. Best
Thank
of Parker.
JD.
There he is. That's the great Jeff Dickerson. With Jonathan Hood, I'm David Kaplan. Ryan Tapera on what's different for the Astros when they roll into Chicago. Next. This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football returns to Wrigley Field this fall for the first time since 2010. Join Northwestern Football when they host Purdue and the Wildcats Classic on November 20th. Tickets on sale now at Cubs.com/football.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
So we are hanging out at our meeting this morning, and this is Bears Victory Monday, brought to you by our Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. We were hanging out at our meeting talking about the Bears win, the White Sox win, the Sky winning game one of the WNBA Finals. All great stuff. Bulls won a preseason game. All awesome stuff. And then Danny said, you guys got to hear the quote from Ryan Tapera. And I had seen it at 3 o'clock this morning when I couldn't sleep.
Sure.
But Ryan Tapera, that became like, oh, I love this dude for calling them out. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Danny gets done on the phone, he's going to read us that. Danny, read the quote.
You have the audio, Cap.
Do I have it?
It's
on
right
my
on
board
their screen. Yep.
Oh, there it is now. Okay. This is Ryan Tapera when they asked Ryan about the Astros striking out 16 times yesterday at Guaranteed Rate.
They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there. And, you know, it's just, we could say that it's, a little bit of a difference, you know. I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games of Minute Maid. But that's not really the story, you know. We come here to play, you know. We're going to compete. We're not even going to worry about what they're going to do. All we have to do is execute pitches, and they can't hit them anyways.
They do some sketchy things. It was a little different here and not at what you saw at Minute Maid.
Well, what is he saying there, Cap? What is he saying? Yes.
Oh, three bangs. That's a curveball.
Yes.
Slider. Fastball.
He sees the difference, right? Yep. Only a pitcher knows.
Yep.
Now, again, as a Sox fan, of course I'm going to look at Tapera and say, you know what, maybe you got something there. You're a pitcher. You know what's going on. He says the pitching and the calls were different at Guaranteed Rate. And that's going to be the case anyway. But he feels like there's something sketchy going on there at Minute Maid. Still. You believe that?
I do not think there's anything sketchy because I don't think MLB would allow it. I don't think Dusty would. When they brought Dusty, he was very critical of what had gone on. It's not going to go on under my watch because I got a sterling reputation, at least, in this game. And Tony came out yesterday and said Dusty's a Hall of Famer and he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't believe it's going on. But what they did will follow those guys for the rest of their career.
Yes.
I don't care. Dallas Keuchel says, we won that World Series when he was with Houston. Mm-hmm. Correa has said, no, you didn't. You cheated. You should have had the trophy taken away.
Yeah. Well, they've earned this reputation.
Correct.
Simply put, you've earned this reputation as a cheating team. And so this is why it will follow you all across the country. I see Astros games out, you know, outside of their market. They go to road games and they're still being teased and being razzed for it. Well, hey, the team cheated their way to a championship, right?
Agreed.
All right, so that's the reason why. So there's, people will always cast aspersions on that team, but again, they earned that because they tried to circumvent and go around the rules. Hey, listen, every team takes advantage, right? Players take advantages. But when you're caught and you're exposed, you get what you deserve.
You get what you deserve, and that will follow them for the rest of their career. They will. When you look at that team and you go, 2017 World Series? No, you cheated your way. That's why I will not acknowledge Barry Bonds as the home run champ. He cheated. He took steroids. Period. Hank Aaron, that's the champ for me.
What about Rafael Palmeiro? Will you recognize him?
No shot.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Especially when you sit in Congress and wag your finger and then fail a drug test like a month later. Yeah, no.
Man, you know, I'm so hyped. Hopefully we can get this Sox game in today. Is there a possibility that Tracy could just part the dark skies so we can get a four-hour game in? Because that's what it's going to take, a four-hour ball game.
Well, is the Bears' new stadium done yet in Arlington Heights? You can move it there.
I wish we could, man. Jeez. I just want to get this game in because I want to get that momentum going from what we saw last night. That was so much fun. That was so much fun yesterday to see the Sox. But, Cap, can you win a game 4-1, 5-1? Do you have to just, you know, open up a can on a team to win and score 12, 13 runs to win? I guess it does against this Astros team, huh?
I would love, because they have so much firepower, you never want to stop. Don't stop now, boys. But I just want to see Carlos Rodon go out and dominate.
Let me ask you a question. You're an old baseball sage like me, right? Doesn't it bother you? Does it stick to your craw that these starters can't go more than a couple innings in the first round of division playoffs?
Yes. The fact that Dylan Cease came out on fire. Giolito struck out the first three guys he faced.
Right.
And can't throw strikes. They zoomed in on Tony because the eight-hole hitter was up. Maldonado's on deck. I'm like, all right, if you get this guy, now you can start the next inning with excellent defensive catcher. He can't hit his weight. Bam, he walks the eight-hole hitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just those little things in a playoff game get magnified. And you saw Tony, he's like, son of a.
Dude, you can't give me five in the playoffs and keep it in the ballpark? That bothers the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It does.
So who you start, if you win today, who you start on Wednesday in game five?
Giolito would have his regular rest.
Correct. It'd be Lynn's turn. He hasn't pitched well against him in his career.
Right. I think Giolito has his regular rest. I think I had to go with him. But can you give me more than just two and two-thirds?
Agreed.
That bothers the crap out of me, for any team.
We'll chop that up with Carmen Yerk. They are on location at the ballpark at the Shy Sox Bar and Grill. We'll talk to them for Crosstalk in 2 minutes. And follow us, ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. Sponsored by Xfinity. 2 minutes. Be right back.